Hello, this is Dr. David Freeman, host of To Your Good Health Radio. The key to good health is lifestyle. But what exactly does a healthy lifestyle consist of? It might be different for everyone, but there are some key elements that are necessary if we want to live a happy, healthy, and prosperous life. Just like it takes the right keys to unlock your house and your car, there are keys to feeling better, looking better, and living the life of our dreams. Joining us today is Lillian McDermott, radio host and certified life coach. She will be sharing keys to becoming a better you. If you want to live better, feel better, and make today the best day ever, don't go anywhere. It all starts now.
It's To Your Good Health Radio with number one best-selling author and renowned wellness expert, Dr. David Freedman, changing lives just for the health of it.
Our next guest is a certified life coach and host of the popular radio program, The Lillian McDermott Show, heard on AM and FM dials throughout the Eastern United States and on the World Wide Web on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube. For over 7 years, she's interviewed world-renowned health experts, celebrities, and national best-selling authors in her quest for knowledge and empowerment. I've been one of those best-selling authors, and today I get to turn the mic around and interview her. Welcome to the show, someone whose knowledge is only surpassed by her contagious energy, Lillian McDermott.
Oh, that is so sweet. How much do I need to pay you for that, for that introduction? That was the nicest introduction, and I really like whoever you're talking about.
Oh, that's great. Hope we have her on the show today. She sounded really interesting.
Yes.
So hopefully she's here. It's great to have you.
I'm hoping to show up.
Yeah. Now, you know, you and I shared something in common. We both interview guests that give our listeners a lot of great advice, but sometimes their opinions conflict the others that we have on the show. And one thing that you and I have talked about is trusting your intuition, that little voice inside of us that we tend to put a muzzle on. Science changes sometimes weekly, but our gut instincts will never steer us wrong. How can we learn to tap into our intuition and achieve a healthier and happier life?
You know, we just need to trust ourselves. You know, when you watch a deer in the woods and you're watching nature movies or documentaries, you'll see a deer drinking water and they're just minding their own business, just enjoying life. And all of a sudden, you see that they notice something, they feel something, and they acknowledge that feeling within them. They don't block it away. They just acknowledge it. And then they run. Next scene is a lion, a tiger, someone that was a predator, and they felt it. Everything has a frequency. And what the animals do, they don't have anybody saying, oh, don't do that. Don't feel that way. Don't think that way. You know, just ignore it. You know, just make whatever the best thing or whatever you can do. But with us, when we're a child, we're conditioned to stop crying, to stop feeling that way, to stop, you know, just ignore. If you're tired, take a pill. If you're stressed, take a pill. If you're sad, take a pill. And so all of a sudden, this natural God-given gift that we have has been overridden by something else. We are the only species, if you think about it, Dr. Freeman, that we go towards danger. We get that little voice in our head and our heart and our gut that says, don't go there. And what do? We go there.
Right.
We clutch our purse. We go towards danger as opposed to away from danger. And it's just a matter of rewriting the program.
And females get that in relationships, too. It's like, I really shouldn't be dating this guy because he kind of reminds me of the bozo that dumped me before, but they don't listen to that little voice.
Exactly.
Now, interesting.
Exactly. Listen to that voice. It will always lead you to, if that voice is not a voice of fear, we've got to look at that voice, too, because our intuition is not based from fear. So we have to really be in tuned and start small. If we're totally ignoring our intuition, start small. And it's that voice in our head that we hear. Sometimes some people hear it louder than others, but it's that whisper. And so if we're trained to just pay attention and be mindful, I think we can sharpen up our tool or our bag, our tool bag, our toolkit that we need to take with us everywhere we go. So that is a skill that will always lead us to the best place possible.
Makes sense. Great. Let's grab at our keychains and talk about, you know, some of these keys to being healthy and happier. First one I see on your list is the right nutrition. Now, you know, what have you learned, I guess, from all the years of people you've interviewed and your studies that resonates with you when it comes to diet?
You know, I've had them all on the show. I've had from fad stuff to when I first started on the show, the person, they say that the person who starts the race is not the same person that ends the race, right? A marathon or a triathlon. So the person who started the show is not the same person who is talking to you on the other side of this phone. And the whole thing that I was challenged to go raw vegan on my show for 1 month. This was at the beginning. I wanted to do a show on being a friend and being compliant and finding out what the latest research, the latest in pharmaceuticals, whatever it was. And I wanted to report on it. You know, that was my ideal, my first initial idea. But then someone challenged me on the show and they said, I want to challenge you to go raw vegan for 1 month. And I said, you know, bring it. If you can't give up something for at least a month, there's something wrong. So I said, well, let me try it. And after 3 days, Dr. Freeman, I felt so wonderful. And it wasn't that I was feeling bad. I felt really good. And so I didn't go back. And little by little, I stopped using medications from the, you know, learning from doctors on my show, like Dr. Andrew Stahl, who said, you know, you can get off your asthma medication and do vitamin C. And that was 5 years ago. And so little by little, all these teachers that have been on my show have taught me a new truth. But the one that really stuck with me after 3 years of being raw vegan, and it could be very difficult and very challenging at times to be raw vegan, was Dr. Joel Fuhrman. And I know you just recently interviewed him on your show.
Right.
And Dr. Joel Fuhrman taught me how to focus on nutrients and be a nutritarian. And that has stuck with me. And at this point, it's the lifestyle I'm bred. I am, you know, I love the flexibility of the nutritarian lifestyle. So if somebody is listening to me and says, oh, I can't give up my meat. Well, within 5%, less than 10%, you can adopt that, which is a small amount of animal products in your life. That way you don't feel like you're completely vegan.
Right.
But that's the lifestyle I have embraced at this point. So that's the nutrition, the G-bombs that he talks about, greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, seeds, and nuts. And those give me the micro and macronutrients that I need. And, you know, I don't miss all the other stuff because I focus on how I feel. And instead of thinking about what I'm not eating, I focus on how I feel when I eat the foods that my body wants.
Right. And you've definitely come to terms with the food is medicine, you know, concept, which makes so much sense. I love that you coined the phrase, take a pill or take responsibility. And that really sums up in one sentence our life's biggest challenge. I mean, so many people rely on a pill for their blood pressure, pain relief, a pill to poop better, sleep better, have sex longer. And of course, then there's side effects to those pills, which can lead to needing more pills. And it's a vicious cycle. Yesterday, Lillian, I had a patient who came in. She takes 23 medications per day on her list. 23.
Wow.
What advice do you have to help people to take responsibility?
So there's so many things I could say about taking responsibility. You see, responsibility, you could take a pill, you could take responsibility. I used to take Tylenol just in case I got a headache. You know, it's been 5 years since I've had, and I don't know if I shared this with you, but last year I was in an automobile accident, had four herniated discs, spinal compression,
right.
And then a torn shoulder. I haven't even taken a pain pill, not even Tylenol, not even that. And I've done it with healthy nutrition, frequencies like pulse electromagnetic frequency, and microcurrent technology. What I say to people is, we need to change the way we look at the word responsibility because we create everything in our lives. And some people get offended by that. Well, how did I create my diabetes? Well, guess what? That is a nutritional disease. That's a lifestyle disease. How did I create this and how did I create? Well, if we think about it, you know, our DNA, we inherit our DNA from our family, but it does not determine our health. We can turn it on. You know, I mean, I'm preaching to the choir, right? Because you also embrace this philosophy. But for those of people that are listening for the first time and saying, you know, what is this word about? Responsibility means to many people blame, shame, fault, and duty. And so if I say, yeah, I'm going to take responsibility for that, it's basically someone shaming you, or maybe you're rolling your eyes. But if we look at the word responsibility as empowerment and freedom, then we rewrite the programs in our head. So responsibility, instead of fault, blame, shame, and duty, now I look at it as if I created everything, I can uncreate it. And on my website at whenyouneedafriend.com, I have 4 questions that you can ask that lead you to that freedom. I want to rewrite this word responsibility, because when I take ownership of my life, even if I perceive you as doing something to me, I can look at it as, this is a growth opportunity. How can I take this and use it for the greater good? And all of a sudden, responsibility takes on a different meaning, and it takes a different place in your life. Yeah. And so I want to encourage everybody to just try it, just like I was challenged in my show to eat raw vegan for a month, and it changed my life. It really did. I started looking at, what else have I been lied about? Yeah, and I started looking at food as medicine, and exercise as medicine, sunlight as medicine, frequency as medicine, and dealing with these traumas in our lives that we are unwilling to look at because they hurt so much. Instead, we take a pill. So what I'm saying is, if we were to dive into all of those things, knowing that we can change the way we look at it, then, like I heard many, many years ago from Wayne Dyer, Dr. Wayne Dyer, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And so if I'm looking at something as, this is horrible for me, I can look at it as like, okay, let me change it. How is it a blessing? How could I use this for the greater good? And then all of a sudden things change and your life changes too.
More with Dr. David Friedman coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Kaya Biotics. Kaya Biotics are high-quality probiotics to improve gut health. Now, you want to feel good and live your best life, but if your gut isn't healthy or functioning properly, life can be miserable. The gut and its impact on our physical and mental health has been underestimated for years. And that's where Kaya Biotics comes in. Probiotics that are exclusively certified organic and only include organic ingredients, a complete novelty for probiotics. Plus, it's easy to get the right probiotic for your needs with 3 different probiotic supplements. And there's no unnecessary fillers, additives, or anti-caking agents. And Kaya Biotics are also vegan, GMO-free, and come in stomach acid-resistant late-release capsules. So try Kaya Biotics. It's a treat for your gut. Choose the right organic probiotic formula for your body and save 25% off your first purchase by using the code GOODHEALTH at checkout at kayabiotics.com. That's K-A-Y-A biotics.com and save 25% off your first purchase. Once again, use the code GOODHEALTH at checkout at kayabiotics.com. Now back to Dr. David Friedman and to your good health.
You use a word that I hear a lot of. You use the word blame. We blame. I had a patient who blamed her left knee pain on old age. I hear that a lot. Oh, it's just old age. And I said, well, let me ask you, how's your other knee? She said, oh, that's fine. I said, weren't you born on the same day? How could you blame old age if one knee's feeling okay? And she looked at me like, it just clicked. It's like, you can't blame old age. Your whole body's the same age. Why are other parts okay? You're just not taking that part. So it's like you said, take responsibility. Just don't blame and don't be taking a lot of the pills. One thing that in your keys to living the life of our dreams is to get back to nature, you say. Now, in today's Netflix, Instagram, Facebook, gaming world, share why that's such an important key.
Nature. I'm telling you what, one of the best medicines. And I want to go back to nutrition. There's nothing that a pill can do that nutrition can do better. The same thing that with walking around in nature. So nutrition is one thing. Nature is another. This is what speaks to our spirit and our soul. And what happens is, Dr. Friedman, is that we look at the body. I want to treat the body. I've got a pain in the body. Let me treat the symptom of the body. But what happens is that we are mind, body, spirit. We have a connection. The same cell that made me created my heart, my spirit, my gut, my brain. That was just how I started with one single cell. Maybe united with a sperm and an egg. I don't know how that goes, Dr. Right. Freeman. But what I'm saying is, if we just try to treat the body without treating the emotional aspect of our lives, then that just falls apart, just like a stool that you try to sit on with a leg missing or even two legs missing. You have to do a balancing act to overcompensate for the lack of what's missing, right? So when you do nature, to me, and maybe something else speaks to someone else, but what nature does to me is that it speaks to, it connects me to a higher power. That same higher power that created the ocean, that created the sky and the beautiful mountains, created me. And all of that lives in me. The creator that created me gave me the power to create. I have children. And so when I'm in nature, and I don't know if you feel this way, Dr. Freeman, I feel so connected to my creator, and it feeds my soul. And that's when I hear my creator speak.
Right. And it disconnects you from technology and connects you with your creator. And I noticed that you put these videos out where you're at the beach and you're just disconnecting from the world and this crazy technology. And I think that we miss that. I think in this crazy electronic world, people don't seize that. I don't know when the last time somebody just walked barefoot on the dirt and in the grass. It just doesn't happen anymore.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny that you would say, I'm at the beach disconnecting with technology. But while I'm doing that, I have an iPad or an iPhone
That's
on my
true.
Hand.
Yeah.
I do that. Isn't that funny?
But it is true.
Here's the thing. I do this to my followers. I give this to them because not everybody lives near the water. Water to me, I wrote an article. I also write for Florida USA Today, and people want to read my articles, they can go to whenyouneedafriend.com and check out my articles there and the About page. And or / articles. And what I discovered is that I am nature. I am. And so I wrote an article called I Am Water. But there's something about nature that that speaks to me. So what I do is I'll take 5 minutes top and I'll spend it for my followers, for anyone who could benefit. Because if you just see it, because everything starts with a thought, right? So you think it, you feel it, and you be it. You take action. And so if somebody in the morning can benefit from seeing my ocean or going on my walk and seeing the little birds along the way or hearing nature, then they're there with me. We can transcend. Our thought can, everything starts with a thought. You can create you can create an invention or you can create terrorism. Either way, it starts with a thought. So if we can think it, we can feel it, we can be it. And so that first 5 minutes of my morning sunrise or that first 5 minutes of my morning walk, I'm with you. But then after that, technology goes away and then I'm with God and I'm with one, with me, because the creator who created me lives in me. And so that is my time to replenish, restore, and reflect. Do you do that as well?
Oh, yeah. And you need to make the time to do that. And that's the thing. Sometimes you're like, wow, I've just been so bombarded with the deadlines and getting this done and recording and the TV and I got my blogs. And it's like, wait a minute. I got to make the time. So, yeah, I do definitely try to do that. I just like to breathe real deep and just hear sometimes the air going through the trees. Just something simple if you can't get to the beach. Just something that soothing. Just listen to, when do you listen to the air? When do you listen to the breeze? There's healing, there's soothingness about that, that we just say so embogged in our computers. And, you know, I'm with you on that. One thing that I want to mention in your keys to a healthy life is restorative sleep. And that's something else that I cover in my book that people don't realize is so important. There's a difference between sleeping and getting deep restorative sleep. Share with us why that's so important to our health and why it's one of your keys to happiness and longevity.
Okay, so these keys, I did not make these up. I've had wonderful teachers on my show for the last 7 years. Actually, I would say for the last 6 years, that's when I really started dabbling in what else is out there. What else have I been lied about?
Right.
I don't need to take a pill. You mean my body healed naturally? So I had Dr. Lorraine Day, and I believe you know her as well, right?
Oh, yeah, she's been on the show, yeah. She's full of energy.
Yes.
Probably the most energetic guest I've had, and she's in her 80s.
I know. Isn't she wonderful? So Dr. Lorraine Day said something to me that stuck with me. She said, you must sleep between the hours of 10 and 2. Those hours are the magical hours and when it comes to our restorative sleep. And you could probably explain this better than I can because, again, I am the student. She's the teacher. Right. And so I spend my time trying to teach anybody who would like to listen. So what I learned from her was that, you know, when you are the restorative sleep, when you sleep, that's when your healing enzymes are released. That's when it's like cleaning bubbles. Remember remember those bubbles that work hard so we don't have to?
Right.
Do you remember that commercial?
Yeah, I do.
Scrubbing bubbles. That's uh-huh. it. So the scrubbing bubbles, they come out and they, you know, first we digest and then we go into this catabolic phase that the toxins are being released from our bodies. And then from that hours of 10 and 2, that's when all our organs start going check, clear, check, detox, check, and going through that. But we must be asleep. So if we're trying to burn the candle at both ends, which I've been very guilty of, I don't know about you, but I always know that when 10 o'clock comes, I better be in bed because if not, I know that I'm missing out on that healing that the body does right. naturally. And so I don't know if you could add anything to that, Dr. Freeman, but that's what I've learned.
Yeah, I know our growth hormone actually secretes when we're sleeping. And that's why children sleep 12 hours because they're growing. If you have a broken bone and they put a cast on your arm and you don't sleep, it's not going to heal. That's when the body heals. So it needs to shut down and heal. It's all about the melatonin, the yeah. hormones. So you're right. It's the point we need to just kind of shut down. It's like a car. You can't keep it running in your garage. You got to shut it off or it's going to burn fuel. It's going to burn up the engine. You've got to shut it off. Don't leave it in park all night. We got to shut our yeah. bodies off. So yeah, so that's so true as well. So let me ask you this. I saw something where a word that I know men are going to like really shut it off now. The word abstinence is on your list. I know where people's minds go. And before we lose
hey,
our male listeners.
I'm not talking about sex. Yeah, no, I'm not talking about sex.
So okay, go. What does it mean?
Let's get very clear here. Abstinence is foods that harm us, like sugar. Like, oh, you know what? When I give this presentation and I say, alcohol. Everybody goes, not alcohol. They can do without the sugar. But right. even Dr. Lorraine Day, I just interviewed her not too long ago, and she said, you know, what does alcohol do when you put it on your skin? It dries up your skin. What do you think it's doing with your organs? And it was the first time that I heard evidence towards abstinence towards doing not drinking alcohol. And, you know, some people say everything in moderation, but that's not true. That is not true at all. Not everything in moderation is good.
And if you drink too much alcohol, there's no way you're going to stay abstinent the other way because that puts you in the mood. So they don't go hand in hand anyway.
you're talking truth here. And yeah. and so what I'm talking about is yesterday, for example, we had a young lady. I just started a healthy eating and living tribe. This is a group where we come together and we talk about how to live a better life, right? And learn right. how to prepare foods. And, you know, we're just doing this together and people can join the healthy eating and living tribe on Facebook if they want to join us. But, what she came to me, she has full blown lupus. Today I interviewed Dr. Brooke Gardner Goldner who healed herself from lupus. And one of the things that this young lady that I was talking to last night, 19 years old, had just come from the ER because she was so sick. So as I started talking to her, she consumes so much sugar. So much sugar that I believe her body is breaking down. And I said to her, do you want to get healthy? And she said, absolutely. I said, are you willing to give up sugar? And I could hear the song, I would do anything for health, but I won't give up sugar.
Right.
You know, so she was like giving me the great philosopher Meatloaf. I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Right.
I would do anything for health, but she goes, I could never give up my sugar. Well, what I'm hearing you say is that you do not want to give up lupus.
Wow.
So sometimes we just need to reframe and hear ourselves in what we're saying. What we're saying is, I am not willing to give up my disease because you own it. And some people benefit from being sick. They get attention. They say they don't want the disease. Then we'll see.
Yeah, and it's
what
interesting.
What are you willing to do?
Yeah, it's interesting. We've interviewed a lot of the same guests and the difference in opinion, but when it comes to abstaining, sugar's number one on everyone's list. It really seems to be the one that everybody agrees on. I've not had anyone that says, that's bogus, you eat more sugar. You know, that white processed sugar is definitely something that we get too much of, and studies show it messes up your brain, it decreases your lifespan. So that's number one. Abstinence. Is there number two abstinence besides sugar? What do you say stay away from?
Well, other than alcohol and sugar, I would say to stay away from negative people.
There you
know?
Go. Yes.
Our beliefs are so important. How we believe. I said earlier in the broadcast that, you know, first is the thought, then's the feeling, then's the action. And so we need to nip it in the thought. Our thoughts can trump our DNA. Our thoughts can trump our nutrition. You know, that's how important our thoughts are. And people want to be quote unquote realists. And the reality is that you can be a realist with what could go wrong, right? They say, I'm a realist. I got to go down the path of what could go wrong. But what about if it goes right? What could go right? So our beliefs are so important and we need to protect our thoughts. And I'm not saying live in a Pollyanna world, but deal with whatever is bothering us, deal with our childhood traumas, deal with and heal them, embrace them, and forgive them, because forgiveness is for the person that has been wronged, not for the person who has wronged you. And so we have got to change this wording, reformatting of these words that are causing us harm. So go down what could go right. The people that are positive, test positive for the BRCA gene, 50% of them don't get cancer. What about these 50%? Why isn't anybody talking about the 50% that don't get cancer?
So
how
true.
Does that happen?
It's a glass half full, half empty mentality. That's so true.
That's right.
Great stuff. Well, fantastic. Well, thanks so much for joining us. Time flew by, unlike your show, which is an hour. I wish we had an hour, because there's so much more. We'll definitely have to have you back, because I'm sure there's a lot more we can dive into. And I appreciate you sharing such great information. And you heard it here, folks. You are the locksmith of your destiny, and you now have some of the keys to attaining good health, happiness, and longevity. So if you want to learn more, and you can listen into the Lillian McDermott Show, you need to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. And while you're there, be sure to check out the stations and times for her radio show and subscribe to her YouTube channel. You can follow her on Facebook at Lillian's Radio Show and on Instagram at Lillian McDermott. And for my daily health post, follow me on Facebook at Dr. David Friedman and on Instagram at Health Radio Doc. If you heard Lillian say something today, you said, wow, that would resonate with somebody I know, I wish they were listening, send them a link to this podcast. It's available at togoodhealthradio.com. And while you're there, peruse our podcast library and share segments of interest with friends, family, coworkers, and on social media. This information is too important to keep to yourself. And you can also subscribe to our podcast on iHeartRadio and iTunes. More to come. Stay tuned and stay well.